now is we are marking the International Day of the UN Peacekeepers by highlighting the important work done by the peacekeepers here in South Sudan. Today, the Mirror Breakfast Show spotlights the work done by the United Nations Mine Action Service, UNMAS, here in South Sudan. In the studio, we have a Chief of UNMAS, Serudin Sukanovic. You're most welcome to the Mirror.
Thank you, and good to be with you again.
Yes, and now let's go right away to the specifics. Begin with the basics. What's the current scope of UNMAS operations in South Sudan? How was that evolved in recent years? I mean, how has that evolved in recent years?
Thank you. So UNMAS in South Sudan supports the mission to implement its mandate, core activities, protection of civilians, and enabling humanitarian aid delivery. Currently coordinates 12 teams deployed on clearing minefields, cluster strikes, critical routes, while we also support capacity building of the government and the National Mine Action Authority. Since 2004, UNMAS has destroyed over 1.3 million of explosive ordnances, cleared 4,839 kilometers of road, reduced contamination to about 21 square kilometers, what we have right now in our database. Initially, emergency response has evolved into a service that facilitates UNMIS patrols, supports humanitarian corridors, and prepares safe land for resettlements and agriculture, while enhancing national capacity and gender balance employment.
All right. And so in all that, about 1.3 million mines have so far been destroyed by UNMAS. That is great. I mean, how would you describe the contribution of UNMAS now to peace building, civilian safety in South Sudan?
Very good. Well, by removing explosive hazard from road, schools, health clinics, water points, UNMAS reopens space for governance, trade and public service, allowing communities and peacekeepers alike to move with confidence and the safety. Risk education teams have reached 6.8 million so far, providing risk education and delivering safe messages, encouraging safe behavior and preventing accidents, while verified routes enable UNMIS to extend patrols and engage with the communities in the needs, supporting the implementation of the peace agreement and the protection of civilians' mandate.
All right. And as we mark the International Day of the Peacekeepers, you have so far highlighted your contributions to this. I mean, what are some of the most pressing challenges then your teams face while carrying out the mining and also explosive hazard clearance within the country?
Well, just for example, one of the impacts is the confidence fostered by safe routes that we are clearing. Clearing the routes, it not just enables mission to implement the patrols, but also we are enabling, for example, WFP to deliver food and other humanitarians to reach their areas where they have to implement the projects. Mine action is invisible in a sense, yet it's essential enabler. It amplifies the reach of all other mission components and bolster community resilience long after the clearance team has departed.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some of those challenges your teams face while carrying out the mining and explosive hazard clearance in the country.
Oh, well, unfortunately, the list of the challenges is increasing. And we are learning how to deal with them. But yeah, I would just mention here seasonal challenges like a flooding that isolates hazardous areas and complicates the access of our clearance teams to reach the areas. Unfortunately, insecurity that again restricts the access to the tasks and the areas where our intervention is required. With the conflicts that are happening across the country, with the conflicts in neighboring countries, Sudan, we also have increased number of the movements of population. And when you have a people moving from one place to another, then it also happens that we are getting more reports about hazards that we didn't had recorded in our database. So far, it's a 364 hazardous areas that we have with 21.4 square kilometers. But as the people are moving to areas from the previous conflicts, then there is a big possibility that the new hazards are going to be reported.
So, Kanovic, I would like you to tell us, I mean, has there been any scenario of your work getting interrupted as a result of insecurity in particular spots across the country?
Yeah, I mean, we are making our work plans based on the mission needs, the needs of the humanitarians and the government. But then every year we have to reshape the plans, amend them based on the needs, and in response to the security situations on the ground and the access restrictions that I have mentioned.
Okay. And I've noticed you. One of your challenges that you mentioned was the movement of people. And since 2023, there's been a lot of movement with the returnees coming in, the refugees as well. How do you ensure that these people are aware of the dangers of landmines and exploded ordnances, especially since a lot of them are coming back to occupy a land without knowing what happened there?
Well, the part of our interventions or engagement is to ensure population, but not just people, population of South Sudan, refugees, and the different groups, but also the mission, humanitarians, are aware of the risk. And we deliver the safety messages through the explosive ordnance risk education, which is integrated into all our mine action activities, delivered to communities in IDP camps, market schools, while we often work with UNMISS Radio Miraya, same as what we are doing right now, to reinforce the messages to population about the explosive ordnance threat. I would say on average every year we reach out to 355,000 South Sudanese who are receiving the direct messages in regards to EO threat. And we also do have some special campaigns across the border for those who are crossing the border coming into South Sudan in the transit hubs. So in order to reach the returnees before they venture into unfamiliar terrain or areas where the conflict has been taking place before their return.
Mm. Yeah, just before we wind up this conversation, I would like you to share with us a moment or a short story as such from the field, particularly that actually shows the life-saving impact of UNMAS work on the ground.
Well, every day, each of our activities is a success story.
Mm-hmm.
Every item removed and destroyed is a one life saved. I mentioned earlier like 1.3 million explosive
yes.
ordinances mm. has been so far destroyed. So you can say 1.3 million lives saved. But if I have to go to specific examples, I will just share with you the story from Malakal, the farmer called Daniel Kong. He left his field for a couple of years after explosive ordinances injured some of his neighbors. And then UNMAS stepped in and we cleared the land, enabling Mr. Kong to resume the cultivation, now earning a livelihood that feeds his family, and he also supplies local market. So one item removed translated into harvest regain and renewed dignity for an entire household and the community.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Now, let's, as we wind up this conversation, what's your message to the people of South Sudan and to the broader international community as we commemorate this day of the International Day of the UN Peacekeepers?
Yeah, let's not forget about the day, the UN Peacekeepers, mine action, supporting the peacekeepers, implementing their mandate, being committed as a critical enabler supporting the UN mission, humanitarian operations and communities while fostering national ownership and capacity building. Clearing the legacy of war is painstaking work, but each mine removed represents a step toward lasting peace. To the people of South Sudan continue to report explosive ordinances. I keep mentioning this whenever I'm a guest on in your studio. You report this to our hotline 092-000-1055.
Could you just repeat that?
Sure. 092-000-1055.
Okay.
Yeah. To the international community, sustained political and financial support for mine action for peacekeeping is an investment in stability, development, and the human security. Together, we can assure that the promise of a peacekeepers and of peacekeeping day is fulfilled in every village along every road.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sukanovic, the chief of UNMAS. Thank you so much for joining us this morning with Emiroya.
Thank you.
Yes, and that has brought us to the end of this conversation. We have more updates coming up your way. Good morning.